Hi there. Welcome to Camp Big Kid, where our motto is Stay Dry by the 4th of July. I'm Val, the head counselor. May I have your name, please? Oh, is this the unhappy camper hiding behind you? Don't worry, we see lots of separation anxiety here. Now, before we get to completing your registration, would you be so kind as to remove his shorts? None of the campers here are allowed to wear anything below the waist other than diapers, training pants, or, on graduation day, panties. That way, both counselors and fellow campers can see what stage a camper is at and to make it easier to see if they have had an accident. We find it also helps motivate those who are a little slow to progress. Nothing like a little teasing from the others about being a potty pants to make one try harder. Oh my, that's not a good start, is it? Well, that soggy diaper is why you're here, isn't it? Megan, could you come here? Please take this little one back and prepare him for his stay. Don't worry, ma'am. You'll get to say goodbye before you leave. While we finish filling out your paperwork, Megan will take off that nasty diaper, wash the little one, and shave off any grown-up hair. And then she'll put him in a camp uniform. Now let's see. You signed up for the 4-week stay. Good choice. Yes, I do remember recommending that to you. It's our longest and most intensive program and was created for those who simply can't get the hang of using a potty or the ones that simply resist out of stubbornness. It's been shown to be very effective. With younger ones, we offer nothing but positive encouragement and lots of praise for effort. However, with the older ones, we've found it works much better to mix in a great deal of shaming and humiliation. We like to document every camper's time here with photos, usually of moments they'd like to forget, like being messy in the high chair. We also make sure to capture several diaper changes, the dirtier the better, sitting on the potty, bare bottom spankings, droopy yellow training panties, you know, that sort of thing. But we do have a few special events where all of them are dressed up in frilly dresses or rompers, and we include pictures of that as well. Somehow I think your camper won't find those photos any less embarrassing. We find it really helps solidify the training process. Not many want to return after all of that. That first week in diapers has another purpose. We note when each camper has a messy diaper, and we keep track on a chart hanging at the end of their crib. That way, we know about what time of day to put them on the potty later with the best chance of success. The potty is introduced at the beginning of the second week. For those enrolled in the shorter sessions, this is when we start giving them a chance to use it. For the long-term campers, though, it's introduced to something that they can aspire to. We talk about what it's used for, using silly songs, and we give lessons on wiping properly, and sometimes we let them watch the other campers use the potty. It's still diapers for that second week for campers such as your little toddler, partner. But we gradually wean off some of the baby treatment. The third and fourth weeks are when we start sitting the long-termers on the potty, sometimes individually, but often in groups where they can hear when the other kids have had success. Kids are natural competitors, and we find it motivates them if they see the others are using the potty. And for those who don't progress as fast, that's when we start introducing a little shaming. Sometimes a lot. From what you wrote on this forum, it appears that you want your camper to suffer high levels of humiliation to make sure he learns his lesson, and we can do that here. Oh, you know, things like pulling them back into baby mode in front of the others so that he's the only one in diapers, or make him stand in the corner with their stinky diaper on full display. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we like to take a trip to the petting zoo, and that might be a good time for us to put him in less absorbent panties to guarantee a very visible wetting. And we might allow a mild case of diaper rash, if that's okay with you. Great. I was hoping you'd say that. Every Sunday, we allow our campers to have a video call with their mommies. The first call will be at the end of baby week, of course, so you'll hear a lot about poopy accidents and burping and all that kind of thing. All the while, your little camper will be listening with a pacifier in his mouth. After that, we'll have more informative progress reports. And of course, you can always check the potty chart on our website, where all of the campers' charts are available to review. There will also be random photos of camp life, and I'll make sure that your little one is featured in several of them. If it goes well, he'll be in little panties for graduation day, when all of the campers walk across the stage, and those who graduate get a "I'm a big kid" sticker from their counselor. Even those who don't succeed still get to walk on stage in their little trainers or diapers, and they get a big hug. Of course, we can always arrange a little accident on stage if you really want to end the experience with a bang. Now, do you have any questions before we go and see your little one? I understand you paid for a local seamstress to make a variety of outfits. I can't wait to see him in the baby lamb romper. Follow me. The nursery is this way.